SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, Tasmania's Premier continues the fight for his political life. A mass evacuation ordered in Germany after the discovery of World War II-era bombs. And in sport, political turmoil throws doubt on whether Tasmania will get its AFL team. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Grawe. A marathon debate is expected to continue in the Tasmanian Parliament today after Premier Jeremy Rockliff faced a no-confidence motion on Wednesday over his handling of the state budget. The motion, put forward by the Labor opposition, appears all but certain to pass with support of the Greens and three crossbench MPs. Mr. Rockliff has conceded the numbers are against him, but has vowed to fight to his last breath and not resign. His dumping could trigger a snap election. A vigil has been held in Darwin to mourn the death in custody of Kumanjayi White, with his family travelling from Central Australia to be there and voice their concerns. Mr. White's family say they want to see the CCTV vision of what took place before his death, and they're calling for an independent investigation, saying they don't trust the police. Northern Territory Chief Minister Leah Finocchiaro says calls for an external investigation are unhelpful and uneducated. The crowd of mourners in front of the Parliament had this message for the politicians last night.
We want justice!
We want justice!
Are you hearing
we
us, Leah?
We want justice! We want justice!
We want justice!
Australia is hoping to follow in an ally's footsteps after Donald Trump granted a single exemption to his supercharged tariffs on steel and aluminium. The US president has signed an executive order doubling tariffs on those imports for every trading partner except the UK, which will remain subject to the original 25% rate after striking a deal with his administration. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is preparing for a face-to-face meeting soon with the US President after calling Trump's decision an act of economic self-harm. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has said Australia will continue to advocate but cannot take any outcomes for granted.
The point that we have made repeatedly is that ours is a relationship of mutual economic benefit. We are different to a lot of these other countries that the Americans are negotiating with in that, apart from some unusual quarterly outcomes, overwhelmingly they've run a big trade surplus with us.
Crew members aboard the Gaza Freedom Flotilla say they're being followed by drones in the night as they sail for Palestine to deliver aid. Well-known activist Greta Thunberg and actor Liam Cunningham are currently on board the ship called the Madeleine. This video was recorded by crew member Yasmin Akar on Tuesday local time. Ms. Akar has told SBS the Hellenic Coast Guard has denied the drones are from Greece and declined to identify them in any way.
We sighted a drone today at 11 p.m. while we were 80 kilometres off the coast from Greece. And now it's almost 3:30 a.m. in the morning. And right now we have a drone to our left.
More than 20,000 residents have been evacuated from parts of Cologne city centre as specialists prepare to defuse three unexploded bombs from World War II. The evacuation area includes a 1,000-metre radius around the bombs, encompassing 58 hotels, 9 schools several museums and a train station. The devices were unearthed earlier this week during preparatory work for road construction. Discovering unexploded bombs isn't uncommon, but head of Cologne Public Order Office Ralph Meyer says it's unusual to find three together.
The state of the ground is not getting better. The objects are exposed to vibrations here, which also shifts the ground. In addition, the bomb is exposed to moisture and then corrosion damage, meaning rust is the problem. This can lead to a dud exploding on its own, and these are situations that we have to avoid.
Back home, and a group of farmers are launching a legal challenge over a proposed gas pipeline that will cut through prime agricultural land in New South Wales. The Federal Environment Department says the construction being planned by Santos will need approvals under environmental protection laws, but it has stopped short of applying safeguards requiring scrutiny of risk to water resources. A group of farmers and community members have now filed an application in the federal court for a judicial review of the water trigger decision. To sport, and the political turmoil in Tasmania is throwing the future of a potential AFL team into doubt. Building a stadium in Hobart is a contractual condition of the Tasmanian Devils' entry into the AFL in 2028. But Jeremy Rockliffe has come under intense pressure over his financial management and plans for the new facility. Key Devils figures are pleading for politicians to put aside their differences and support the club. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And just like you, he relies on Grainger to help. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.